Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello and welcome to the show. Come on in, make yourself comfortable. I'm Gary Zimek. I can't believe it, but here we are, the first Sunday of Advent. We have arrived. You know, we've been talking about this for many weeks, this idea that Advent was coming, but it would seem to be so far in the future. But here we go. Today, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the first Sunday of Advent. Here's the interesting thing about Advent. You probably know this, but Advent goes a lot more quickly than Lent does. And there's a couple reasons for it. Number one, it's a shorter period of time. And number two, there just seems to be so much going on in around this time of year. We no sooner get done Thanksgiving than we're in Advent. And there's a lot of necessary preparation for Christmas, which is not a bad thing. But what we got to watch is, and that's why I'm glad you're joining me for this show, we want to make sure that we don't neglect the spiritual preparation for Advent, for Christmas, because it is so important. It's a critical time of year. So I'm really glad that you're listening, and let's together work on this. Let's work on really preparing to welcome Christ into our hearts at Christmas. And, you know, we don't want to get caught up in that idea that he was born 2,000 years ago, so we really don't need to prepare. We absolutely do need to prepare. Because we want to welcome him this year in 2022 in a way that we've never welcomed him before. So it's a new and ongoing rebirth of Christ in us. And that's what we're going to work on. So I'm glad you're here. And let's do this together. Now, before we start the show, I just want to share something. If you happen to be a listener to my daily podcast, my Monday through Friday podcast, I've been having some problems, and I've gotten many emails about this, and it makes me feel really good because I've got a lot of people who care, but it makes me feel sad too because this thing has been out of commission for a few weeks now. I was having problems with my podcast provider, which is different than the one I use for this show. This show is either listened to over the air or it comes across as a podcast. But I'm making some changes, and I'm hoping that sometime this week, it might be fixed by the time you hear this, but if you're a listener of The Daily Show, I hope to have it up and running in a few more days. It is in progress, and I'm being told it's worked on, so I'm really hoping that is the case. But I just wanted to make sure I made that point. In case you're wondering where my daily program is, it's being worked on, and I hope to have it back and operating very soon. All right, let's pray, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, Father in heaven, it's so good to be with you. So good to spend this time in your presence. Father, we know right now that you can see us. We know that you hear us. We know that you love us. Father, we know that you're bigger than any problem or challenge that we could ever face. And Father, we also know that even though we can't see you, you are absolutely 100% real. Thank you, Father, for adopting us as your children. Thank you for allowing us to turn to you in prayer. Thank you for sending your Son into our world to redeem us from our sins and to open the gates of heaven. Father, we lift up all of our intentions today. Anything we're concerned about, any needs we may have, any problems that are causing us to become anxious or discouraged. We give them to you, Father, and we ask you to handle them for us and to give us your peace. Help us as we try to prepare to welcome your Son. Help make that possible. We pray for your guidance and your grace to help us avoid the distractions that can get in the way of our preparation. We want this to be the best Advent we ever experienced. We're going to ask for your help with that, Father. And for the remainder of this show, I ask you to use me as your instrument. I ask you to give me the words, guide my thoughts and my words, so that I can deliver your message. And Father, I ask you finally to open up all of our minds and all of our hearts, so that we would be willing to hear what you have to say and put it into practice in our lives. And Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We ask you this through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm excited about this, so I hope you are too. We're gonna work on this. Now, this week's show, I call this one Get Ready. The first week of Advent is all about getting ready. And you're going to hear, as I read, I'm going to start with the gospel, as I always do, but you're going to hear Jesus reminding us that now's the time to wake up. Now is the time to be prepared. Now is the time to avoid the many distractions that we're going to be facing in the next several weeks. Now is the time. We not only want to prepare for Christmas in a material sense, but we want to prepare to welcome Jesus in a spiritual sense, which ultimately is a lot more important. I'm not saying it's not important to get the gifts and make preparations and go to parties. That's all good stuff. It really is. But we don't want to neglect preparation for Jesus, because ultimately, our relationship with him is more important than anything else in this life, right? So that's what we want to try to do. If you want to find out more about my work, maybe find out how to bring me to your parish or your conference, or maybe purchase some of my books or get on my daily email reflection list, followingthetruth.com is the best place to go. Which reminds me, for the duration of Advent, I'm going to be switching the daily email reflections over to an Advent theme. I'm going to be basing them on the daily Mass readings, which is a little bit different than what we've been doing for the past several months. We've been looking at strictly the words of Jesus, and if you're a subscriber, you know that. But for the Advent season until after Christmas, I'm going to shift gears so that we are really operating and focus on what in unison with the church, and going down that path that the church wants to lead us down. And I think the best way to do that is to look at the daily Mass readings and base my reflection from them. So with that in mind, if you want to subscribe to Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, which is my daily email reflection, you could do that by going to followingthetruth.com. There is no charge. And you receive an email once a day with a Bible verse and a small reflection. Take you a couple minutes to read. And I want to walk together with you as we prepare to welcome Jesus at Christmas. So if you're interested, followingthetruth.com is my website. All right, let's get into these readings now. These are good ones. As I was looking at them before we started the program, they got me excited because I love this message of staying awake, get ready. It's one we need to hear. And as I do each week on the program, I'm going to look at the gospel first, and then we'll hear the first reading, the responsorial psalm, and the second reading, all of which are supportive or used to support the message in the gospel. So for the gospel, we're looking at Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 through 44. Jesus said to his disciples, and you know, I just want to add this, and I like this, other than those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words, the rest of this gospel passage are the words of Jesus. It is a direct quote from Jesus. So Jesus said to his disciples, that's all that Matthew wrote in this passage. What you're going to hear from now until the end of the passage that I'm reading is strictly the words of Jesus. Okay, so Jesus said this, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will stay awake and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake. For you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Now let's talk about this. When we look at the words of Jesus, his words can easily and rightfully be applied to his second coming. We don't know when that's going to be. We don't know when the Lord is going to come again in glory. We don't know when it's going to be. So it makes sense that we should be prepared for him to come at any time. Now, it's also possible that you and I, one of us, will meet the Lord in judgment before he comes again in glory. So in other words, we die before he comes again. That's possible. And we get an idea that that's, depending on how old you are, even if you're very young, we're talking not that long of a period of time. So we have an idea. It could be tomorrow, it could be today, I know that. But worst case, or best case, however you look at it, we are not talking a very long period of time before you will meet the Lord at the moment you die. And you'll be judged. I mean, that's not a spoiler alert. We know that as Christians. We know what the church teaches about that. So we're talking about him coming again in glory, this second coming. We're talking about us meeting him when we die. One of those two will happen first. And there is a tendency to view the second coming as, since it hasn't happened for 2,000 years, to be many thousands of years in the future. We don't know. We honestly don't know. And that's why Jesus emphasizes, be ready. I'm not going to tell you when I'm coming, and it's going to catch you by surprise. So if you're ready, if you're prepared, then it's not going to catch you by surprise. So we might meet him when he comes again for his second coming. We might meet him upon our death. But we know for sure that Christmas is just a few weeks away. So we know at this point, we're a matter of weeks away. Again, we don't know when we're going to die. We don't know when he's coming again in glory. But we know that we're going to celebrate Christmas in a few weeks, and Advent will be over. So the goal, the short-term goal, is to meet him, to get ready to meet him during these next few weeks, to get ready to welcome him spiritually into your heart more deeply. In other words, to become closer to Jesus over the next few weeks. How do we do that? We do it the same way that we prepare for his second coming and we prepare for the hour of our death. We do it one day at a time. Each day, let's do the best we can to get ready for him. And we're going to do that. And that's one of the reasons I'm switching over my daily email reflections. And once I get my daily podcast up and running, I'm going to use that as well, my 5-minute podcast, to prepare one day at a time, to try to grow closer to Jesus every day so that we are not caught by surprise, so that we are ready. And that's the beauty of the Advent season. This is a time given to us by the church to specifically make an effort to prepare, to meet Jesus, to welcome him, to become more like him, to repent, to change our ways. So in a sense, Advent is similar to Lent. It's not strictly as penitential, but the church views it as a penitential time because what better way to prepare for the Lord than to clean up the garbage inside of us so that we can make room for him? That's what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks, one day at a time. The church is going to lead us to help us prepare, to clean up. You know what you do when company's coming? You clean up. You clean the house up. You put on your good clothes. That's what we're going to try to do to welcome Jesus. Let's look at the first reading. It comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And you'll hear a lot from Isaiah through the Advent season. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." Now, in this first reading, we see this anticipation of the coming of the Messiah, which is what we're celebrating, and the idea that when Jesus is born, and not immediately, not even really during the time of his life, but at some point, his goal is to transform all of the evil and the bad stuff that happens in this life, in this world, to transform it into his kingdom. And essentially, that's going to happen at the second coming, that the nation shall beat their swords into plowshares. In other words, they're not going to need their swords to fight anymore, and their spears into pruning hooks. The one nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. Isaiah is talking about really the second coming of the Lord, when the world will end and the kingdom of heaven really takes hold and the devil is defeated for good. So that's a sort of a long-term look at what we're preparing for during Advent. Certainly we're preparing for the second coming of Jesus, but we have to find a way, and this is what I'm trying to do, and this is, I think, what the church is trying to do. We have to find a way to get a sense of urgency when it comes to preparing for the second coming. And that's why it really boils down to one day at a time. Prepare today. Imagine it's going to happen today. And during this time of Advent, the church is encouraging us to prepare, to make the changes necessary, to make the time to grow closer to Jesus, to make the time to get back to the sacraments if we've been away, to make the time to spend time with him in prayer. And again, it's a tough one during this Advent season. People are busy. So that's something you're going to have to try to find the time to do, even if it's a matter of sitting down each day, looking at the daily mass reading, saying some extra prayers. Do it early in the morning, late at night, when you're out in the car, when you take a walk, or whatever the case, to try to make that time, to try to carve out that time, because otherwise you are not going to be prepared. Yeah, Christmas is coming whether you are ready or not, and essentially so is the hour of your death, so is the second coming of Christ. He didn't ask us when we want these things to happen. They're going to happen. So the best solution is to assume it's today and do the best you can today to try to grow closer to Jesus. That doesn't mean you neglect your daily responsibilities. It means you try to take away some of your me time, whatever time you might have, even if it's while you're taking a shower. You know, a lot of times we don't know. People are busy and they really don't have the time. You have parents of small children, people who are caregivers, you don't always have a lot of time. But there is some time that we can carve out. And that's what we're encouraged to do, especially during this Advent season. Spend some time with Jesus. Get ready to meet him. Make some changes. Get your house in order. You know, you got the company coming. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 122. "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced because they said to me, 'We will go up to the house of the Lord.' And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Because of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be with you. Peace be within you, I'm sorry. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. This ties into the first reading when we saw that message from Isaiah, come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of God of Jacob. In other words, draw closer to him. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. One of the main reasons we can rejoice or be joyful in life is not because of what's happening to us. It's because of God's presence. Specifically, the presence of Jesus Christ, who has entered our world, who makes himself available in the Eucharist, who works through the sacraments. You know, we have that access to him, and who has sent the Holy Spirit to dwell inside of us. So in a sense, we are going rejoicing to the house of the Lord. In the days of the Old Testament, God was found primarily in the temple in Jerusalem, and people would go to worship him. They would make that journey. We're making a journey too over the next 4 weeks, but that journey is more of an internal journey. We're going to go find the Lord inside of us, and that's why we're going to rejoice. We're going to choose to rejoice, or at least that's what the church encourages us to do, to have hope, to have hope. And Advent is a season of hope, to have hope that if we make the effort to grow closer to Jesus, to prepare for him, to welcome him, that he's going to reward us for that effort, because that's what he does. Remember Zacchaeus? A few weeks ago, we read Luke's gospel, talking about Zacchaeus, the tax collector, who wanted to see Jesus, and he climbed up a tree. He made the effort to see Jesus, and Jesus called to him, and he said, Zacchaeus, come down. Today, I must stay at your house. If we make the effort to draw close to Jesus, as we're encouraged to do over the next few weeks of Advent, he must come to us. He's not going to turn down that prayer. If we want to get closer to him and we make the effort, we are going to get closer to him. And that's a really good thing. You know, a lot of times you're not sure when you pray, is this really God's will for me? Will this really come about? I'm not sure if this is what's best. I want it, but I'm not sure if I'm going to get it. If you pray to draw closer to Jesus. And let's focus on the Advent season, because we're in Advent. So let's focus on Advent, because it gives us that sense of immediacy, that sense of urgency, really, that once Advent starts, Advent has a beginning, it has an end. That's the time. Because otherwise we could put it off and say, I really need to get closer to Jesus one of these days. But Advent gives us a starting point and an ending point. If we do that, if we make the effort, we will reach Christmas Day closer to him. The second reading, St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. You see the get ready theme here? For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly, as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. So this is that spiritual growth that I was talking about in the beginning of the show. This is what we're being called to do during Advent. You know, we all get distracted, and it's interesting that Advent happens during one of the most distracting times of year. So it really does require an effort But just like Zacchaeus, you climb that tree, you make the effort to see Jesus, and he's going to acknowledge you as he did Zacchaeus, and he's going to say, I must come to stay in your house today. He will answer that prayer. So this first week was all about the getting ready. As the weeks go on, the message will shift from week to week. It's still a period of preparation, but today initially, get ready is the big theme. And let's try to do that. I'm going to be praying for you. I would ask if you would please pray for me that we can both manage to get closer to the Lord throughout the next several weeks. And we do it one day at a time. One day at a time, with the understanding that we all have responsibilities. God doesn't expect you to give up your responsibilities. We all have, this is all dependent on our state in life, but all of us can make some time. Even if it's bathroom time. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. While you're taking a shower, you're in the bathroom, maybe that's your time to do something to prepare. To prepare to welcome Jesus. And we'll have that Christmas Day as our end point. But of course, he could come again in glory before then, or any of us could die before then. We just don't know that. But if we prepare each day and assume that today is the day we're going to meet him and we have done the best we could to prepare, then we're going to be in great shape. All right? Again, I'm going to be praying for you, and you keep me in your prayers if you would, and that would be fantastic. Keep your eyes open for the daily podcast. If you subscribe to my newsletter, daily email reflection, you'll hear about it there. And hopefully it is going to be within a matter of days. We'll get that podcast up and running. Again, followingthetruth.com is the place to go to find out more about me and my work. Lent is going to be really busy for me. I just made arrangements for a 7th parish mission. So I got 7 parish missions during the Lenten season. It's a record for me. I've never done this many before. But I'm always interested in finding out or looking for ways to come out to your church or your conference throughout the year, not just during the Lenten season. But if you're interested, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. If you would be so kind as to consider making a donation to my ministry, I'd be very grateful. You can do that at followingthetruth.com as well. I'm going to just leave you with this until we meet again. Let's get ready. You know, let's get ready. Let's be prepared. It starts today. We're going to start today to prepare. To think about how am I going to make the best use of my time during Advent. And at the beginning, it's always a good idea to make that commitment, to say, Lord, I'm going to give you this time. And set a limit, especially if you don't have a lot of time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Don't go crazy. You want to make this doable, and you don't want it to be a burden. The Lord doesn't want it to be a burden either. He can make use of that time, but just make a commitment to spend some time each day preparing to welcome Jesus. I want to thank you again for hanging out with me. I look forward to joining you next time on the program. Remember, get ready. He's coming soon. God bless you. Talk to you next time.